to Anchors Away, the podcast that chronicles a landlocked new sailor's journey to finding freedom and adventure at sea. I'm your host, Todd Middlebrooks, and I welcome you along on my journey. In this logbook episode, we get off the dock and set sail for the northern portion of the Exumas chain of islands. Wednesday, June 16th, 2020. June 16th, 2021. Exumas Day 1, the first passage. Since Brett had handled the boat briefing yesterday, the plan was to get going as early as possible and make way for somewhere between Highbourne and Shroud Key in the northern Exumas. Unfortunately, the morning didn't go as smoothly as planned. We had to request a cushion for the saloon table so Jake and Stone had a place to sleep, and we were waiting on a Wi-Fi device that we had paid for when we heard the beep. The mooring's dock hands were taking us to the fuel dock to fill us up, since we were running the generator all night due to no shore power. They felt that the beeping alert we were hearing was due to the low fuel, and that it would stop once we topped off the tanks. However, when the tanks were full and the engines were turned on, the beep continued. We had three guys working on the beep, checking the tank sensor, the chart plotter, and whatever else they could think of, to no avail. Finally, they simply disabled the sensor to shut it up so that we could be on our way. Then we noticed something odd with the power outlets. Some of them worked when others didn't, and there seemed to be no rhyme or reason, generator on or off, etc. We resolved that it wasn't a big deal and decided to head out. After departing the channel, the chase dinghy picked up the mooring's employee and handed the helm off to Brett. We were finally on our way and set course for the Shroud Key area. As we made way and a little bit of chop, we ultimately decided to change course to land at Allen's Key to shorten the trip over there a little, break up the day, and hopefully see some of the iguanas on the beach. To help pass the time, we listened to music and played the iPad version of Ticket to Ride. After getting the hang of the app version, it was pretty fun, though I played as poorly as I typically do on the board game, coming in dead last. About 4 hours or so after we left Nassau, we arrived at Allen's Key. Our first attempt to anchor just off of Iguana Beach didn't hold, so we eased to the other side of the cut, where we found more success. With about 5 to 6 feet under the keel, we were securely on the hook and ready to play some. It was hot, so most everyone was quick to jump in the water to cool off. After a bit of swimming and the extremely strong current, we dinghied over to the small beach where we had seen iguanas. There were quite a few iguanas on the beach. Very prehistoric looking, the iguanas were clearly used to visitors and came out onto the beach when we arrived, I'm guessing to see if we had food. Brett ran back to the boat and picked up some lettuce and peanuts to try to attract them, which actually worked. We got a lot of video and photos of the kids feeding the iguanas. Brett, despite his warnings to everyone else, actually got bit a little by one while he was attempting to feed it. While the iguanas were pretty cool, they were just a stop to break us up on our travels, so we had to weigh anchor and get going so we could make it further south to find a place to stay for the night. As we typically do while sailing, or motoring, we discussed our options en route. We ultimately decided to try and get into a spot at Shroud Key that had a previous route line on the chart plotter. It would give us good protection for the night and provide us with easy access to the mangroves in the morning. The more we looked at it and weighed other options, we changed our minds and headed back to the mooring field just south of the original spot we had picked. The tide was low, the sun was lower in the sky, and the charts made it look somewhat tricky to get in there, so it made sense to just stop at the mooring field. With Reagan on the boat hook and Aubrey and I on lines, we quickly got on the ball. We jumped off the side in the top of the boat and started mixing painkillers, settling in for our first night. Our dinner was pork tenderloin with green beans, oven-roasted potatoes, and rolls. A delicious meal after another long day of travel. It was great to be back on a boat. After dinner, we fired up the generator to cool the boat back down after the oven heated the galley and saloon up. However, the air conditioning seemed to be blowing only room temperature air. After some tinkering, Brett was finally able to get the compressor working more efficiently, and the chiller began to get the air colder once again. Crisis averted. As the cabins cooled down and the fatigue of the day sat in, I began getting tired. I actually fell asleep in the forward cockpit before giving up and heading to bed. I had heard that tomorrow morning was going to be a sleep-in kind of morning, which I was looking forward to. Tomorrow will be a great day, too, picking up TJ and snorkeling on Pablo Escobar's drug-smuggling plane wreckage on Norman Key. That's in the next logbook episode from Anchors Away. Thanks for tuning into the show. Be sure to subscribe and have future episodes automatically docked into your favorite podcast player. Until then, Anchors Away.